My brothers and sisters, our topic today is the beauty of holiness. Our key scripture is Psalm 96, verse 9. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Salvation is only the beginning and not the end of God's purpose for His elect. The Bible says God chose us and reconciled us to Himself in Christ so that we would live a holy life. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, and chapter 5, verse 25 through 27. It has been said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. In God's eyes, holiness is beauty of the highest order, and so precious that He commands us to pursue it with the greatest diligence. And yet, the last holiness movement in the church occurred well over a century ago. Teaching on holiness is rarely heard in the church today. Many professing Christians are averse to pursuing holiness and even shrink from using the word holy. Tragically, this reflects very badly on the lawless state of today's church. Why is holiness so important to God? Above all, our God is holy. Holy is the primary word in the scriptures that best describes the person of God. The Bible uses holy and its related words, holiness and sanctification, more than 1,000 times to describe God and the things of God. The Bible says, "There is no one holy like the Lord." 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2. The Hebrew and Greek words for holy in the Old and New Testaments mean separate and pure. Our triune God is holy, completely pure and void of evil. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. God the Father is holy, God the Son is holy, and God the Spirit is holy. In heaven, all the celestial creatures worship God day and night, calling out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. God's manifest glory is the radiance of His holiness. As Moses declared, "Who is like you, O Lord, among the celestial beings? Who is like you, glorious in holiness?" Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Why is it so important that we pursue holiness after we are saved? Holiness is not an end in itself. Rather, it is the only way we can know God. The Bible says that unless we live holy lives, we cannot know God or abide in God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 6. Holiness and fellowship with God go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Therefore, the Bible says, "Pursue holiness, for without holiness no one will see the Lord." Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Since God is holy, all true holiness originates from Him. And because God is holy, no one can know God or come into union with God unless God Himself has made them holy. In the Old Covenant, God sanctified, or made holy, all His priests so that they could approach Him. Similarly, in the New Covenant, God makes all those who receive His Son as Lord a holy priesthood so that they can draw near to Him and know Him. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10 through 12, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. This is why Jesus Christ died on the cross, to make us holy so we could join God's family. The Bible says, both He, Jesus, who makes men holy, and those who are holy, those who are made holy, are all from the same Father. So he, Jesus, is not ashamed to call them brothers. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11. Since we were born with a sinful nature, how does Jesus make us holy? Before we were saved, our sinful nature was like a sin factory within us that continually produced sinful attitudes and actions. Therefore, to make us a new creation in Christ, God had to first deal with the old creation, our sinful Adam nature. By Christ's death on the cross, God not only dealt with the fruit of the old creation, our sinful actions, by forgiving our sins, he also destroyed its root, our sinful nature, the sin factory. The Bible says, "For we know that our old man of sin was crucified with him in order that our body of sin, that is our sinful nature, would be destroyed, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin." Romans chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Thus, by the divine operation of the cross, God removed our sinful nature and replaced it with Christ's holy nature when we were born again of the Holy Spirit. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, and chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Now that God has created us in holiness, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, he also calls us to live a holy life. For a Christian, there are no exceptions to God's call. Paul wrote, "It is God's will that you should be holy, for God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit." 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 through 8. And Peter said, "Like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Therefore, our holy God wants us to be holy in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Many Christians mistakenly think that because they were cleansed from their sins by Christ's atoning sacrifice, they can have fellowship with God even if they do not walk in holiness. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Bible says that anyone who continues to practice sin cannot know God or abide in God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 6. Many other Christians pursue holiness by trying to improve their behavior through their self-efforts. Galatians chapter 3, verse 3. This is not true Christianity. Trying to be holy by your own self-will and self-discipline undermines true biblical faith and is a religious form of lawlessness. When we were saved, God made us holy, that is, cleansed us from sin, because we believed and acted on the truth that Christ died for us to forgive our sins. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God now enables us to walk in holiness if we believe and act on the truth that we died with Christ in order to remove our sinful nature. Romans chapter 6, verse 8. God removed our sinful nature when we were saved so that we could have spiritual union and intimate fellowship with him through his Holy Spirit who lives in us. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Our pursuit of holiness is precious in the sight of God. For anyone who seeks to know God, all the things of earth pale in comparison to seeing the beauty of his holiness. If you have the heart of the bride of Christ, you will find the beauty of his holiness irresistible, and his fellowship worth far more than anything you give up so that you can know him and abide in him. As King David testified, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Psalm 27, verse 4. www.christcrucified.info